Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
The second half of the tribulation. Antichrist demands worship. Silence in heaven. Don't take the mark. Christ, Yahweh's return. Second coming of Christ. Are you ready to meet Yahweh in the air? Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's last days end times quick Bible study, King James Version, of course. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Watchman commenting, one of the definitions of the word hate in this verse is to pursue with hatred. And that, my friends, is an end time sign. I, Brother Johnson, God's watchman, am an end time sign. Whether you believe it or not is immaterial. I am an end time sign. That is my calling, not by men, but directly from God, who has called, chosen, and anointed me into this end times ministry. You may think what I do is easy, but let me assure you, it is not. I am hated by many, who not only wish me ill, but also pray against me, some even in the name of the very God that I serve with all my heart. Here is a short clip of a dissenter audio.
Hey, I'm calling from Michigan, listening via shortwave. Christianity is Mystery Babylon, the whore. Get out of the Christianity. You're going to worship the demon, or you're going to worship Yahushua, not Yeshua, the horse. So I hope you'll wake up and become a real watchman. Shalom.
Now, that is hatred with pursuit. Could you handle calls or letters like that if you were me? Well, I can, but it is only because of Yahweh's anointing on me to do this job for him. I am a spiritual investigative commentator, not a secular type of reporter, and it matters not how current the news is I discuss here on this program. No, no, no. What is important is that it is 666 Last Days News. Although this has been on my NEAIGA.org website for many years, I rarely discuss my calling in depth on this program. The Greek word for the spiritual office that Yahweh has given me is episkopon, which means office of the overseer. Though there are many natural signs which I report about, I want you to know Brother Johnson is a spiritual sign. Webster's dictionary definition of the word sign is something that indicates a fact, quality, etc., indication, token. Back to our end times verse for tonight, Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. Amen. So, my friends, I will endure unto the end. I will not give up. Giving up jeopardizes salvation. I will endure. I am saved now, and I will still be saved at the end. How about you, my friends? Is that you? Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen.
Come into the Holy of Holies. Enter by the blood of the Lamb. Enter His presence with singing. Enter at the throne of God, lifting holy hands to the King of Kings. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
11.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am, and sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, though the rains have come, they have come at the wrong time. Though the ground now is full of water, it is full at the wrong time. For summer will come, and the drought will increase. The dryness will come upon the land. The heat will come like never before. Though in some areas where it is warm, normally, it will become colder. So I say to you, look to me, for the time of the end is near, saith the Lord.
Yea, saith the Lord, to be persistent. For the enemy is going to come, saith the Lord, in the days ahead, and will try to clothe you with the garments of your flesh, the garments of your old nature, again and again. Repeatedly, saith the Lord, you must be persistent to take them off and continue to put me on. For if you do not, saith the Lord, he will get the victory. But if you are persistent, saith God, the enemy will leave and will not bother you. For again I say unto you, the enemy is going to come and attack even this week, looking to devour the remnant, to destroy the remnant, through calculated efforts that he has already pre-planned for the days ahead, to bring destruction upon the new year even. But the Lord says, be persistent, and he will have no victory, no power over you, saith God.
My. In 2012, in order to rebuke the enemy, you must live according to the way the Bible teaches you to live. Amen. Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from Revelation chapter 3. My. King James Version, of course. On this program, you get the truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Watchman comment. Do you remember the study I began this program with? Let's continue those thoughts with this verse. Yahweh knows your works, and he knows mine as well as that dissenter whose audio you heard. He was lukewarm, and I am hot. So which one do you think is a bad taste in God's mouth? Bad enough for Yahweh to spew out of his mouth? Let me tell you the Greek meaning of that word spew. It is a verb, emeo, which carries with it the meanings to vomit forth, to throw up. Now that's pretty heavy, isn't it? I do not know about you, but I do not want that applied to me by the Lord. Amen. Since thoughts of a man's soul find verbal utterance by his mouth, filthy or clean speech reveals who a man truly is. A holy God sees right through deception. Amen. Lukewarm is the condition of the soul wretchedly fluctuating between a torpor and a fervor of love. Torpor is a state of being dormant or inactive. Temporary loss of all or part of the interest, listless condition, concern, indifference, power or sensation or motion, sluggish, dullness, and or apathy. Apathy is a lack of motion, interest, listless condition, unconcern, indifference. Those, my friends, are only a few of the things that could cause a holy God to reject you, or in the case of Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, to spew you out of his mouth. The word mouth has a Greek definition of sword, and we know that Yahweh's word is a sword, rightly dividing true truth from lies or false accusations. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Now let me read you 2 Timothy chapter 2, 15. Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. Amen and amen. Now, these believers obeyed Yahweh and are spiritually sponsoring tonight's program. Alex, Virginia, and Anonymous, South Carolina. Father, bless them, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts. And I want to pray for Alex, Lord God, that you bless him mightily, Lord God, that you lead him in the direction you would have him to go. You know his need, Lord. I ask you, provide it for him in Jesus' mighty name. No matter what it looks like around him, there is a solution in you. Amen. And thank you, Father, for Anonymous for South Carolina. May you keep him safe in your arms in the latter days of his life. Amen and amen. And Lord, also tonight, bless the listeners that they might have an ear to hear. Amen. There are no more program sponsors on my list for January at this point. I'm sure there's probably some in the mail or maybe some in the post office. Would you pray and ask God if you should help? Let's pull some right out of the fire together tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven, verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you only get on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. A radical jihadist group responsible for nearly 50 attacks on American soil is operating 35 terrorist training camps across the nation. But the U.S. government refuses to include the organization on the State Department's list of foreign terrorists. Watchman comment, 50 attacks on American soil? My. Either that's a lie or they haven't told us about a whole bunch of attacks, huh? My, oh my. Continuing. Jamaat al-Fugua, known in the U.S. as Muslims of America, has purchased or leased hundreds of acres of property from New York to California, in which the leader, Sheikh Murabak Gilani, boasts of conducting the most advanced training course in Islamic military warfare. Watchman comment, proving whose side that the U.S. government is on under its Muslim President Barack Hussein Obama. My. America or Islam? In a recruitment video captured from Giuliani's, that sounds like Italian to me, if I'm pronouncing it right. But anyway, in Islam means soldiers of Allah. He states in English, "We are fighting to destroy the enemy. We are dealing with evil at its roots, and its roots are America." My, oh my, Watchman comment. Boy, does he have that backwards. They are dealing with evil at its roots, and it's within their own Muslim Islamic religion. The Mahdi could very well be the Antichrist. Continuing. Rick Santorum defends stance on same-sex marriage. We honor those relationships, but we don't call them marriage. Santorum, quote, "People are allowed to love a lot of different people, and we honor those relationships, but we don't call them marriage, and we don't treat them like marriage," close quote. Now, I know Rick Santorum is supposedly Christian and anti-gay, but that statement does not back that up. He may have a meaning that I have not seen in that statement, but the statement itself means something unbiblical. No true Christian honors sin, and homosexuals are sinners. Of that, biblically, there is no doubt and no compromise, for compromisers become sinners themselves. If these homosexuals want to do what they do behind closed doors, then that is, I guess, their privilege in a free America. However, it is against the Holy Scriptures, and I will stand on that till the day I die or until the day God comes again. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, John chapter 5, verse 14, John chapter 8, verse 34, Romans chapter 4, verse 8, Romans chapter 6, verses 1, 2, 6, 12, 13, and 15, and 23, among many others. We do not honor sin, we condemn it. Amen. If we are true Christians. Sorry, all you Rick Santorum supporters. Maybe he could have used a better choice of words. but he used honor. And again, we do not honor sin, we condemn it. Amen. I've heard other things that he said, and they are true, good, and right on. But that may have been just a slip for Rick. But I had to address it. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Tri-Faith Jewish Episcopal Muslim Project to construct multi-million dollar interfaith complex in America's heartland. A new project that its creators call the first development of its kind in the world hopes to shed light on those similarities within those three religions with a building of the new Tri-Faith Project. A large privately funded development in Omaha, Nebraska, I assume, on a former country club and golf course that spans 35 acres and will comprise three sites: Temple Israel, the Episcopal Diocese of Nebraska, including a church, and the American Institute of Islamic Studies and Culture, which includes a mosque, as well as the large central Tri-Faith Center connecting the three religion centers for common events and meetings. Watchman comment, the one world church, the one world religion, how far away can the Antichrist now be? Continuing. New study exposes the 60% effective flu shot as 98.5% useless. A new study in The Lancet Infectious Diseases reveals that the flu vaccine prevents lab-confirmed type A or type B influenza in only 1.5 out of every 100 vaccinated adults, but the media is reporting this to mean 60% effective. It is estimated that annually only about 2.7% of adults get type A or type B influenza in the first place. The study showed that the use of flu vaccines appears to drop this down to about 1.2%. This is a roughly 60% drop, but that ignores the fact that the vaccine has no protective health benefit at all for 97.5% of adults. My. Do you read the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? So what's the true truth? They're not going to tell you, and I do my best to tell you. Continuing, White House says when Congress won't cooperate, Obama will take small, medium, and large executive actions. Basically meaning U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama says, when Congress won't cooperate, I'll do what I want. My. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney explained further Obama's "we can't wait" strategy of addressing problems without Congress. This would be done through executive orders and other actions, Carney said. We can't wait for the Congress to act. And when Congress refuses to act and Republicans choose the path of obstruction rather than cooperation, then the president is not going to just sit here. Carney said the president wants to work with Congress, but if the House and Senate don't work, Obama will. Watchman comment. Now, does that sound like a free America president or a communist socialist Nazi dictator? You decide. Continuing. A brain surgeon doctor's death panel warning. He says secret federal plans provide comfort care for those over 70. A man identifying himself as a brain surgeon in interviews has issued a warning to Americans age 70 and over that a secret plan is being developed by the federal government under the Obamacare law that will provide only comfort care for some ailments. The stunning statements confirm that there are indeed death panels of bureaucrats being planned to restrict life savings or life extending care. He had returned from a conference in Washington of an organization of neurosurgeons in which information from the government was presented at that meeting. Basically, what the document stated, he said, is if you're over 70 and you come into the emergency room and you're on government support care, you don't get full care, you get comfort care. My. Continuing. There is a new volcano to worry about, and this time it's in, of all places, are you ready for this, Americans? The USA. Mount Cleveland is located within the Aleutian Islands off the coast of Alaska, and scientists believe that it's getting ready to celebrate 2012 by starting to shake, rattle, and roll. The top of the volcano is right in the way of one of the main commercial flight paths between North America and Asia. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? I warned you, America, and you're going to see this happen within the United States. Continuing, tanks on Main Street, the militarization of local police forces. If we are training cops as soldiers, giving them equipment like soldiers, dressing them up like soldiers, when are they going to pick up the mentality and act like soldiers? If you look at the police department, their creed is to protect and serve. A soldier's mission, on the other hand, is to engage his enemy in close combat and kill him. Do we want police officers to have that mentality? Of course we do not. Watchman comment, but America is quickly headed in that direction with something called martial law soon to be enforced. Continuing. Managing editor of Vancouver Extra Homosexual magazine says, we will teach your kids new norms. Those who said there was a pro-homosexuality agenda were treated with scorn as alarmists before the propagandists for that agenda became as bold as they are now. Watchman comment, I think that includes me. Continuing. But we have it directly from the managing editor of Extra Vancouver as clear an enunciation of the homosexual activist agenda for the schools as we may have ever seen anywhere. Quote, the gay rights movement is shifting norms in Canada, and with that comes a message to those who won't evolve. Your outdated morals are no longer acceptable, and we will teach your kids the new norm, close quote. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? They intend to show the kids gay homosex films. How many times have I warned you they want young kids as sex toys? Do you believe me now? Continuing. First time ever, United Nations passes resolution on homosexual rights. The United Nations endorsed the rights of gay, lesbian, and transgender people for the first time, passing a resolution hailed as historic by the U.S. and other backers and decried by African and Islamic countries. The declaration was cautiously worded, expressing grave concern about abuses suffered by people because of their sexual orientation. Watchman comment, I have long warned that America was being perverted by homosex Democrats, and now we find out the United Nations may be perverted to an even higher degree. Continuing. Police state. It was reported, following the state of Maryland's threats against parents who refused to have their children vaccinated, children were herded into a Prince George County in Maryland courthouse, being guarded by armed personnel. Inside, the children were forcibly vaccinated, many against their will, under orders from the state attorney general and various state judges, and the local school board director, all of whom illegally conspired to threaten parents with imprisonment if they did not submit their children to the vaccinations. Watchman comment, if, and I do say if, that report is true, because I have no way sometimes, folks, of verifying these reports any more than other news sources do. But do you now believe my warnings? I hope you do. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study as the program finishes. My dear friends, please take the time to write me. Won't you do it this week? And when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep signs on the air. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Please just write, signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, box, 1-2-2, Town Islisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, NY, zip code in the U.S. of A, 13797. That repeats in a moment, so you can check it. The Bible is how we live in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study, of course, from the King James Version, as always. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Take Tiger Woods, for instance, my friends. He was destroyed by his own perverseness, and rightly so. He was not just removed by golf officials. His game went downhill so bad he can hardly play anymore, at least with those who are able to play and win. It's been said, character is what you do when nobody is watching. Integrity is the quality or state of being or sound moral principle, uprightness, honesty, and sincerity. But the perverseness of crooked dealing of transgressors who act or deal treacherously, faithlessly, deceitfully, and offensively will lead them straight to hell. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
Come to the Lord now. Receive him as your personal Savior. Ask Jesus to come in your life. Make him the Lord of your life. Turn away from the wickedness and the sin of this world and come unto him right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times last days that you live in right now today. Instead, you'll be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right. And my goodness, please get ready. Please tune in for a fresh program, a new program, this coming Saturday on frequency 4840 at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 4840 Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time for another new, fresh Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. For more daily news like you heard on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com. All one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link. It's free. Amen. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. I make the effort to do all the research so you don't have to do it. Will you then make the effort to write or call to bless me back? It's the only payment I get for what I do. Here is the address, again, more quickly. S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Now my 24/7, 365 virtual recorder number. Slow enough for you to dial as I say it. When the recorder answers, you hear the standard greeting, which I need to change, by the way, because it says 9350 for Wednesday nights. And at the tone, then please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. That tells me you want tonight's program to remain on the air. My, I do so many things I forget what needs to be changed. But I'll get to it. Just disregard that 9350 and think 5070 on Wednesday nights. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends. I really appreciated you tuning in tonight and being here on the air with me on Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about writing me this week. Awesome blessings to you and Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.